listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life weekly service. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, glad to be here.
I should say it's Wednesday, August 30th, 2017, too. Michael Kelly is also here with us.
Good evening, everyone. Happy to be here.
And we'd like to welcome all those joining us live, as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time tonight. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical topics such as counseling, coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal, and several other areas, and Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees. I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. As is customary, we have 9 of them. The first one is, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded version of these 9 principles of belief, please visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now, as we get into our program, we wanted to make a mention, say a word about the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, I'm sure that everybody has been sending lots of wonderful energy to help support those who are, oh man, going through unbelievable ordeals through Hurricane Harvey. So we would just like to, you know, offer our own thoughts and prayers to them and all good wishes. And I know that you'll join me in sending that extra push, because when you join together, your energies together, you know, throw it out there, it's amplified. And we would like everyone to know that, you know, we're in support, whatever they're going through.
Yep, definitely. So keep them in your thoughts and send them some positive energy. And it goes for the world at large, too. There's a lot of folks who need a bit extra. I think everybody does.
Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
So tonight, we have a special guest with us. Her name is Janie Beauclair. You remember a couple of weeks ago, we had Tony St. Tone on, had a great visit. Well, Tony and Janie are married partners, and she's with us. She's psychic, among many other things. Janie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. So nice to be here with you guys this evening.
Yeah. I mean, I had an opportunity, I should mention this too, the other night, Saturday, to go and see Tony and Janie perform at a pub up in Sarasota, and they were great. I mean, it was incredible. And as some of you probably will remember, a couple of weeks ago, I told Tony I wanted to give them the F. Richard Kelly Humanitarian Award, which I did, and I gave one each to Tony and to Janie, and I presented it at their venue the other night, and they filmed it, so maybe someday we'll see that footage. But it was a great a great thing. They've done a lot of work, humanitarian work. They've done a lot of that, and they so deserve that. And I commend you, Janie, for all the work you guys have done.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. You know, we have been at it for about 35 plus years now, and we've really found that when you do things directly from the heart with no, not looking to get anything out of it other than showing people love, it's a beautiful way to live your life, and a lot of great things come out of it. And you giving us that award was just icing on the cake for us. It's just an awesome pleasure to receive such an award from you guys, knowing the value behind it and your, you know, coming from in name of your father is very special to us.
Yeah, he was a generous man with what he had, but also especially with encouragement and upbuilding others. That's, you know, there's stuff he's done I'll never know, but he did a lot of it. And so it's an honor for me, too, to give it away. I love giving it away. And so sure. It was an honor for me. And what else was I going to say? We're going to be doing, Janie's going to be doing some psychic readings tonight for those of you in the chat room if you want one. So as we begin, as we talk about a few things, first of all, if you want a reading by Janie, just put your name or say I want. So one in the chat room, I can't talk. But put your name, your name's going to be in there. Just tell us you want one, and then we'll get to you here in just a few minutes. So, Janie, tell us about how this works, about psychic development, how the whole psychic thing works, your words.
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, I have five different senses that all work joining together. But first, let me just start out by saying, in my experience and from what I've learned from the scientific world, every human brain has the ability to connect to the other side. Most of the time, what stops us is the chatter that we can't seem to clear out of our minds, the constant conversation. And when you can really get a grip on calming yourself down, a lot of people do it through meditation, which is really, really helpful for me. But when you can calm your mind down and get out of your own way, and I say that meaning, don't think of your grocery list, picking up the kids, where you're working tomorrow, and all that garbage. and you can just think about calmness and peacefulness. You can generally connect very easy. The second part of the equation is trusting that what you're receiving is not your own brain teasing you and not something that you think you're connecting to, but the connection that you are actually receiving from the other side or from your loved ones or from spirit. So, the human mind likes to play with us in that we think, oh, I can't possibly be getting that message, when in reality we are. So yeah. I encourage you to be calm for a moment and try playing around with it, because the reality is every single human mind can play with this. For me, what happens is I have five clairs: clairvoyant, clairaudience, gustience, sentience, and clairsent. And what those mean in English translation I get a clear vision, so I see people or places or things that they would like to show me to express to you. I see them very clearly as if I'm looking at a photograph. Sometimes it's a short film. It looks like from one scene to another scene to another scene, so that I can maybe express something that you've actually experienced in your life. Hearing wise, I can hear voices speaking clearly. So I not only see the person who's speaking to me, but I hear their voice very clearly, whether they have an accent or not, comes through totally. And then clear taste, where a lot of what I do is related to food, and I'll explain that in a second. But in clear taste, I can taste things that I'm seeing. So if they're showing me an apple pie, I will literally get the taste for the apple pie, which is very cool in some instances and not so cool in others.
Yeah, maybe they're eating escargot or something.
Well, yeah, I've had some really wacky readings with people from different countries, and they eat different foods, and, you know, not all of it's to my taste. So it's been very interesting in some of the readings from foreign lands. And then clear sensations is about feeling within my body. So if someone's trying to explain to me that they may have crossed over from a heart condition or something in their digestive tract or something in their legs or nerves or whatever, I will physically feel the area where they had trauma, where they're trying to show me and get me to. And then the last thing is smelling. I smell foods, I smell flowers, and I smell old buildings, and anything that they're wanting to show me, I will get the scent of as well. So when you put that all together, I get a really clear picture of what the others are trying to convey to you. And what I've learned over the years is that 99.99999% of the time, what they're trying to express to us are things that are going to show us a path to a more beautiful, better life.
Good.
So it's usually and generally something that just brings awareness to us to make us think in a new direction and maybe either correct things that are happening in our life that aren't so stellar or add new things into our life by being a little more open. And being those that we love that have passed can now really see our life in its entirety and even things about us that they didn't know before. They have a much better perspective, and when they give us advice, it's usually right on point and definitely comes from a place of love.
That's good. That's upbuilding. And, you know, that's what I wanted to say earlier is the message that you guys have, especially when I was listening to your music the other night, and, of course, I kind of knew this because I'd listened to some songs, but it's so coincides with the message that we deliver every week here in everything we do, and it's just amazing how identical they are. So it's good to empower people and to build them up with the psychic ability rather than, you know, all the doomsday crap that some of them out there do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's so many positive things about connecting to spirituality. Not only, you know, the benefit you get from the insight, but a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of food-related activity that happens as a result of channeling and connecting. And that how we feed our body directly relates to the support that we receive on our intuitive side. And so that's something that I have a lot of fun with, is teaching people on my website, janiebeauclair.com, or it's also called the Clairvoyant Gourmet. And it's called that because of the food aspect. When you connect to certain foods, it will not only help to heal certain organs in your body, but it will also clear your chakra channels, your energy channels within your body that, when clear, help you to calm that brain down that's full of chatter so that you can connect. So it's really fun to play around with, you know, if you have cravings for a certain food, for example. I had a young lady that I did a reading for yesterday. She said, all of a sudden, all I want to eat is bananas. Bananas, bananas, bananas. And she says, I've never, ever liked bananas. And now all of a sudden I can't get enough of them. Well, if you look at the color of the banana, which is yellow, and you look at the yellow chakra, which is called the solar plexus, you can get a correlation between what that yellow food is doing for your body. So the solar plexus, the yellow zone, happens to work with your pancreas and your intestines, your bladder, your stomach, your upper spine, and those certain areas. So for this young lady, it turned out that she happened to have had a bladder infection at that time, and her body was craving bananas.
Huh.
Works hand in hand to heal, but at the same time clears your chakra. And when you're clearing your chakra, you're clearing your mental space as well. You're clearing your feelings of wisdom and self-empowerment at the same time, because that's what the yellow chakra is about. So it's fun to learn the little secrets of this food and that food actually works with my body in this way and that way. And I put a little cheat sheet on my website for those of you who are not into science, because definitely for me, a cheat sheet works great. I look at the color, I discover what I'm eating, or if there's something going on in my body that I want to sharpen up, or if I just want to connect a lot better, and I eat the foods related to those zones in my body, and it's a lot of fun to do that.
Well, I'm gonna inject here, and
sure.
I don't know where you came up with the example for bananas, except that lately, I kid you not, I've been eating bananas.
That's so funny.
Not kidding.
Now, because I could have given several, and bananas kept jumping in my head, so that must have been for you, girlfriend.
Well, you see, I'm doing this gluten-free eating program and, you know, all this stuff. So what I do in the morning is I mash half a banana. I don't even like bananas. I really don't like bananas. But
well, see, bananas found this recipe, really mash the banana.
Well, now
if you're doing a gluten-free thing, then that is exactly the zone that you want to start clearing out.
Well, what's beautiful about this, Jenny, is I'm still doing another layer of mold poisoning detox that I've been working on for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's cleaning the fungus out. So I mix my banana, throw in an egg, and I make a pancake, you see, and put on some fruit. And I'm not a big fruit eater. But what I found mm-hmm. is that, okay, this banana is, okay, you know what, in the afternoon, I'll even go and eat half a banana. I say, why am I eating half a banana? I don't even like bananas. So, I love this. It's so fun, isn't it? So you tuned right into that banana example, and I'm just chuckling over here as you're talking. That's fun.
Well, seeing bananas, that's really fun. That's going to increase your feelings of wisdom and power, because the emotional side of your chakra. So that's only going to help you through this journey.
Oh, God, look out.
There's my problem right there.
Yeah. Eat more bananas.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
So we have Heather who would like a reading, Janie, if you'd like to tune in and do your thing. Take your time.
Heather, are you looking for any certain direction, as in connecting with somebody or looking for info on your love life, your work, your friends, things going on around you? Is there any certain direction, or do you just want me to throw something at you?
We'll give her a second to reply in the chat room. And just as a note to those of you who want a reading, be ready to answer a question, one of Janie's questions with a quick, brief answer if you...
Have your fingers on the keyboard, folks. That's why she just says throw anything at her there, Janie, if there's something that comes to mind. Heather Wright.
I was getting that. She's got a lot of anxiety going on right now. And definitely feeling like there is a subject of concern that she's wrestling with, that she's looking for. Feels like she's having a hard time making up her mind on a certain something. And what I'm getting for advice on that is to reevaluate where you've been, as in look at the steps that you've gone through in your life and see all of the things that you've accomplished, that this is a good time for you to look at your past accomplishments so that you can recognize how strong and powerful you actually are and the things that you've gotten yourself through over the years. And that when you look at that little pattern of I've been able to accomplish this, or I've gotten past this hurdle, or I've been able to, you know, get on the other side of this and that, it's going to give you the answers that you're looking for in order to make decisions on what's coming up for you here.
That's interesting. Awesome. You know, we'll see if she has any reply. But one of the things that occurs to me that I always have found fascinating is how a psychic can tune into somebody with a name and an energy, you know, through a chat room. I mean, and that's because we're all interconnected. I just find it
like
fascinating.
Like bananas?
Yeah, exactly.
Like bananas. Exactly.
Our next name up is Tabitha, Dr. Tabitha. She's also one of our graduates. If you, you know, tune into anything on Tabitha. I did mention earlier in the chat that if you have a particular question or a matter in your life, it does make it a lot easier when somebody's tuning in to zero in on a particular issue rather than just a wide thing. But you're doing great, Janie. I think you're awesome. So this would be for Tabitha.
She says anything on me is
fine, she says. Okay. Tabitha, what I was getting for you is that you've got something that's new coming up in the next 30 to 45 days. There's a new opportunity that's coming in front of you, and I don't feel like it's something that you're soliciting. I'm feeling like it's something that's going to be presented to you as an opportunity for you to do. And I get that you literally go, I don't know if that's for me. And you wrestle with the thought, not thinking that it would be appropriate to what you're into. But my feeling is very strong that you should definitely consider it, because it feels to me like it's a very strong step up for you in that there's a financial benefit from it, but there's also a really strong emotional benefit for you. So be prepared for something to come in from left field at you, and know that even though it seems like your first instinct is going to be, hey, I don't know if that's for me, definitely take the time to feel it out, because I do feel like there's a lot of benefit there for you, and I feel like it will bring you a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and definitely in the next 30 to 45 days, right around that time frame.
Well, it sounds like you're on a roll, Tabitha. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That feels really good, I have to say. It feels just really, really good.
Wonderful. Janie, Fran is next. Fran has mentioned, and she's also said, whatever you see or not, she appreciates it.
Okay. Fran, I'm actually seeing a shift in love life for you. I'm getting, it's as if you have a new awareness about the value of love and loving, and not only for yourself, but for those around you. I feel like your eyes are opening again, like once again, to the value that love has to offer you. And not only from friends and family, but a significant other. I feel like you're going through a little segment here in your life where you're really going to dig deep into what do I want out of my life and to what depth do I want it? And love is the big subject matter for that. It's definitely about you recognizing the value of your love for and to others and how you receive love back. And with that conversation, I want to say that it's an opportunity for you to put out your own parameters in that. If you are not receiving love from friends, family, or a significant other that is up to the standard that you feel you should be receiving for yourself, this is the time to take steps and communicate that with those who are involved. So it's definitely all about love in your corner.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful message for you, Fran. That's awesome. So,
yeah, very good.
If we can move forward, Dr. Angie joined us in the chat room, Dr. Angie Kittle, and she said if you have time, she'd love a quick reading.
Hi, Angie, Dr. Angie. I'm feeling like quite a few, I don't know what Hess means. I see that from Fran in the chat room there. But I'm feeling quite a few different things going on around Dr. Angie right now. Like it feels like you got a lot happening in your life. It seems as though you have things going on in many different directions all at one time. And I'm really getting for you to kind of slow it down in that it makes more sense for you to really concentrate on the things that have a bigger value to you than having your fingers in a variety of things at this time. I feel like this is a time for you to really focus on the primaries. Focus on the things that really make you tick, really make you smile, make your soul soar, because it feels like you got a lot going on and not all of it at this moment is really benefiting you. I feel like your irons in the fire are many, which in the long term will be a great thing, but putting your head into the ones that are more valuable to you at this moment makes more sense, and putting some on the back burner right now makes more sense. I feel like you'll be far more productive if you kind of dive into, I get like five or six different things, and I feel like picking the top two for you is the strongest thing right now. And I do feel like this is going to carry through for you until like the first week of October. And then you'll have more energy to be able to spread into those other things. But for right now, the most beneficial thing for you in progressing in all these projects is working directly with the top two primarily.
Cool.
That's a pretty powerful message, too. Dr. Angie, Janie, is our animal communicator instructor also. And she's a lot of critters, and she's always got her hands in things. So I think you might have hit it right off for Angie.
And that's really interesting, too, because I kept getting all these animals who have passed that I felt like she's touched or they were hers. I definitely kept getting kitties and dogs and even birds and even a rabbit. So I don't know if these are animals that she's touched or, but somehow they're connected to her and they're on the other side.
You know, Dr. Angie has shared that with us in the past, that she gets visited by a lot of critters on the other side. You know, she just wrote in the chat that what you've said makes a lot of sense and fits. And she's been thinking the same thing, but she's been thinking of retiring all things sad and dedicating to animal communication. And she also said she had rabbits.
She did have rabbits. retiring of all things sad. Absolutely. Because I feel like those are the things on the outer fringe. And they're bringing you down. They're dragging you down so that you're not putting as much of you into the things that are more powerful for you. And not only, you know, powerful in what you do for work, but in the happiness that you receive as a result of what you do. And I do absolutely feel like it's affecting your health because it's dragging you down. So you're consumed with a bit of sadness. And when you're consumed with sadness, you're such a sensitive person that it really shakes you up. And the thing that's going to make that shift is to kind of weed out some of those things that are bringing that sadness into your heart so that you can, you know, vibrate in a really high positive space in the things that mean so much more right now. I definitely feel like you're taking the right steps if you are kind of pushing the sad things away. Makes a lot of sense for you right now.
I got two things I want to say about this. First of all, I have to take my hat off if I was wearing one to Dr. Angie for the work that she does with animals and what's the term, Vicki? She takes in rescue animals and you know I could not do that. I don't know how she does, but she must be very strong. But the other thing that I really want to say is the way she said that. She's thinking of retiring all things sad. Think about that for a minute. How well is that put? I mean, think about that in your own case. I'm talking to everybody here. In our own case, what if we were to retire all things sad from our life? You know, it could be a big step for some folks, but so what? Well, you know, we've made big steps. But to me, that's honestly, it's brilliant, Dr. Angie. You know, retire all things sad. It's the way you put things in. You know, it's the way you look at things. It's the lens. Retire all things sad and then be happy and be successful and enjoy life and fulfill your purpose. It's just a very well stated.
I see another poster coming.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just said I see another poster coming.
Yeah,
With Dr. Angie with credits, too. It's really
definitely.
That's powerful. You know, Janie, Michael Kelly has written in the chat that if you have any insights for him, he would really appreciate that.
Well, and I see that he's asking, what kind of energies do I see around you? And I actually see Archangel Michael standing right behind you over your right shoulder. And Archangel Michael spends a lot of time with you, Michael, and it's as if you are a namesake. He definitely feels extremely close to you. And what I get from him and why he shares his presence with you is because he's showing me that you hold your presence. If you could see me right now, I literally just sat up very tall and my shoulders are back. And this is the feeling that he gave me in that you hold yourself in check. You are continually looking at who you are and making sure you represent yourself true to yourself. which is a really powerful thing. And with that power, you bring in that soul connection to you, where you know who you are, you know who you want to be, and who you want your, other humans to view you as. And when you are put so closely together like that, you carry this beautiful spirit, which is, you know, part of what Archangel Michael is about. It's being strong, knowing who you are, and having the presence of, I want to be good, I want to do good, therefore I am good. It's having that thought pattern, and I feel really strongly like that is who you are 100%. So I definitely get Archangel Michael as your sidekick, your bodyguard. And I also feel like for you, Michael, I feel like there are a lot of things expanding for you right now. I definitely feel like there are new things that keep coming around you, especially over the next 6 months. There seems to be some, I don't want to say they're new opportunities, but they're new aspects to the things that you're already doing. So it's like the next step and another step in what you're already doing in your life. And I do feel that there's a lot of very positive aspects to your growth over the next year, in that I feel like you take another step, like your soul takes another leap into its destiny, and you really get a lot of clarity on the excitement of where you're going over the next years. Definitely feel like you have a very, very positive future ahead of you in several different aspects of your choice, as in like the things that you are choosing to do. You're picking the right things for yourself. And then when things do come around you, that you're making the right choices for you, because you're operating straight from the beauty of your soul. You are definitely connected very well to your soul, your heart, and your soul's purpose. It's a beautiful place to be in. And let me tell you, having Archangel Michael as your sidekick, you're not doing too bad, kiddo.
Well, thank you. I thought for this one I should come on and just thank you very much. I found that very insightful, actually. Very profound.
Good.
You nailed him.
Good. Yay.
All right.
Have you ever seen a picture of Archangel Michael?
Artist renderings and things throughout time, but in Dad, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that is my namesake.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because that's what I was
totally
feeling.
At the time, we were Christians.
At the time.
the renderings that we see, he's always standing tall and solid. And that's what I was getting as the description of your soul and who you are. You know, is you're a very solid person and you stand tall in your beliefs. I don't feel like you have any bit of wishy-washy in you whatsoever.
No.
That's true, I think. There's nothing wishy-washy about Michael. That's great.
No, that's true. All right. All right, very good, Janie. And looks like we've covered all of them. You know, and I'll ask you at the end here, if you wouldn't mind doing a reading for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that one of my clients has hopped into the chat, Eleni, and she is just a beautiful soul. I just want to say hi to her as well.
Yeah.
I've done readings for her and her sister for quite some time for her, and she's another beautiful young lady. So thank you for joining and listening to the show. I appreciate you being here.
Well, Janie, I think you're awesome. The bananas hooked me. So,
well, and if Vicky likes you, then we all like you, okay?
Yay! I love
Thank you.
Like.
Thank you for being here, Janie. That was great. That was totally great.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So, Dr. Kelly, what I get so strongly from the heavens, and I'm definitely getting the heavens, the power that one person can make to touch so many lives in the world I'm in awe of what I'm seeing about you and your past. And honestly, I haven't looked into what you've done over the many years. I'm only familiar since we've met each other of the things that we've had conversation about. But I feel like over the years, even before you jumped in and became the doctor and got into the church and all of that, I feel like your entire life has been spent healing people through your heart, through the words that you say, through the way that you speak to people, and just your devout care of human life. Not specifically a person, but the human, you know, the whole group of human life. That you are so touched by that you resonate that same energy back out. And I feel like you have touched so many lives that you don't even know that you have touched. And I'm getting like this huge applause. Like I literally hear it's like a standing ovation with a ton of applause of a million people type thing. Of the heavens clapping for you to make you aware that you have done some really beautiful things that you don't even consider. Because you're the type of soul that does not look at your self-accomplishments with a pat on your back. You do it naturally. And so I'm very much getting that accolades come to you by the millions, is how I'm getting it, for the work that you've done that you're not even aware of, for your ability to touch people through your heart and soul, through simple words and through your thoughts. And that there are so many out there that you've changed their life because one little sentence or one little phrase planted that seed in the right place to help people shift. And so I get very strongly that the shifting that's taken place in the human race as a result of you being brought onto this earth has been just astonishing. So bravo, my friend. I'm hugely in awe of you at this moment.
Wow. That's all I can say is, wow, thank you for the kind words. I think you pretty much nailed it in terms of what my goal has been, you know, to help people and to care about the human race and, of course, people individually, too. I really appreciate that. It was very uplifting.
Let me tell you, when I heard that round of applause, it was just, it took my breath away for a second there. It was very, it was as if all of the heavens were clapping for you. Very, very, very loud, thunderous applause.
Well, great.
I can't even express to you how beautiful that was.
And if we could send a message to the ETs out there to, you know, stop by and say hi.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Maybe go for a ride.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right?
All right. So, Janie, as we wrap up this this interview, you've done a lot of things. I mean, you've done some acting as well, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, when I was in high school, I was a musical theater major, and I've done several TV shows and commercials and that type of thing over the years, and I'm actually working on producing my own television show, The Clairvoyant Gourmet,
cool.
which is going to be on mainstream television. I'm hoping to break into talk show world mainstream, like as in on ABC at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. type of thing,
cool.
and introduce people to the world of spirituality through food. So it's going to be a cooking show where I do readings with people and I channel recipes from their loved ones, and we cook the recipes together to pass on food to people who are still left on Earth here who have not experienced foods from generations past in their bloodline.
What a very unique, very mm-hmm. unique approach. It's I wish you all the best on that, Janie. That actually is that's a real hook.
It's a lot of fun. I do it a lot now, and I'll tell you, I just love it. It's a lot of fun.
That's great.
To connect people that way.
Yeah, she's even got an IMDb page. It's like, who has an IMDb page, you know?
Janie does.
Actors. Yeah, it's like, cool. Someday when I grow up, I'm going to have a Wikipedia page, but I don't know.
Yeah, you should absolutely have one of those.
Yeah, you think. But anyway.
To the world, my friend.
Yeah.
Where can people find you again? What is your website?
My website
Janie?
is You can get there by either putting in my name, which is janiebeauclair.com, and that's okay. B as in boy, O-I-S-C-L-A-I-R, very French. Oh,
okay.
Or you can even put in the Clairvoyant Gourmet.
Awesome.
.com.
So everybody listening, and when it goes, people in our archives who will listen later, you have that information, and please check out Janie's website.
Yes. And, Thank you. It's been a real pleasure to have you tonight. Maybe sometime we'll come back on. We'd love to have you if you ever want to come back. Just let
sure,
us know.
It'd be my pleasure.
Yeah. And very, very positive and upbuilding readings and discussion, and that's what we like. We want our missions to empower people. So we appreciate everything
that
you
do. Keep
up the
good work.
We will, and you too. And keep up all the good work that you and Tony are doing. It's great work and the empowering message that you have. So, again, thank you, Janie. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you all. I appreciate your time and appreciate you letting me have some fun with all your people.
Yeah, our pleasure, believe me. All right, and so, of course, we're near the end of our time frame, so we're not going to be doing any oracle card readings tonight. I think Janie did a nice replacement for that for a week.
Yes,
so
she sure did.
So we'll do that again next week as usual. But we appreciate everybody's time to be with us tonight, whether you're listening to the live program or the archives. Again, it means a lot to us. We're glad you're here. Thanks to Dr. Hunter for being here every week, and Michael as well. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.